I'm not surprised. I don't think the timing was really an issue. From day one, there was no cooperation from the government of Sudan. There was no cooperation whatsoever from the government of Sudan. And this fact resulted or prompted the national coordinator, as you know, the UNITAMS has the UN-appointed coordinator, and then the government of Sudan was supposed to appoint a national coordinator so that it could be the link between them and the government. And they did appoint a very well-respected ambassador. His name is Omar al-Sheikh. And he, from day one, I knew him and I talked to him many times. From day one, he said that the government was putting every element of the obstacle. They just don't want to cooperate. And he said, it's not just a question of inactive cooperation. It's just meetings are canceled. Offices for the Sudanese counterpart were not provided. So it hasn't really been easy. So, but the mission tried, and finally the war broke down, and then the government decided it's a golden opportunity to get rid of the mission. So they asked the council, they asked the UN to terminate it, and the council terminated it. It hasn't really been ineffective because of lack of cooperation from the government government side,
and especially after the coup, the 2021 coup, when it became a military government now, and General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan accused the head of the UN mission of interfering in Sudanese affairs, and he was declared persona non grata. He couldn't come back to the country. So you're saying the termination did not come to you as a surprise. It was expected.
No, I don't think it should come to a surprise to anyone. And you just added this historical element about the declaring the coordinator as a persona non grata, and it was just a culmination. I mean, if the mission main purpose is to help Sudan transition to democracy, and then you have a coup, and you have led by the very same group that was sharing the government, was in partnership with the government, and then you have the war. So there is really no point in talking about promotion to democracy or moving to democracy, because the country is really in a complete mess, and it's basically de facto divided between the two warring generals.
People like the former Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, he lamented the decision. He actually wrote a statement saying this is a time when Sudan needs UNITAMS more than ever, and we need to strengthen it, especially the element of protection of civilians. And other observers have made this observation. So what do you think? Now Sudan is at war. Going to make things worse? You say the mission was not effective to begin with, but does it, the termination make things worse?
Let me roll back a little bit on the comment of Dr. Abdullah Hamdok, the former prime minister. I understand his disappointment, because the idea of the UNITAMS came from him. He wrote a letter to the Security Council asking for the mission and outlining what help it can provide, and so it is his baby. And now that he wanted to be there so it could be a witness to what is going on and report regularly to the Security Council on what is going on, so that the facts are coming from the UN itself, not from reporters or not from government officials or from anyone. So I understand his frustrations. Actually, it would go more than disappointment. That's why he wrote the letter, hoping it would stay, because it was his baby. But as I said, Dr. Hamdok himself knows very well that even during his premiership, when he was prime minister, the mission wasn't really, there was no cooperation. The government was not cooperating. The military element was just putting every piece of obstacle in front of the mission's work. So he was hoping that it would help. I'm not sure it can help. I mean, it can only help with the report, but with reporting what's going on. Now we have something smaller and something probably a replacement, the appointment of the special envoy, Mr. Ramantil Lamamra.
Yes.
The Algerian diplomat. The observation of Dr. Hamdok, or the on which he based his request, can now be carried out by La Mambra. He's there. The reporters are there. The world is not that the world is becoming very small. I mean, with satellite, everybody knows what's going on everywhere. There are a number of NGOs working on the ground, which they provide. Videos are being sent right and left about what is going on. So, as I said earlier, the mission wasn't really carrying any job.